Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she will investigate social media companies in connection with a racist shooting in Buffalo. The gunman killed 10 people and wounded 3 others. Jillian Forstat from member station WSKG in upstate New York has more.
James says the alleged gunman posted hate speech and white supremacist theories online for months before the shooting. The AG will look into the social media platforms and other online resources he used. That includes Twitch, a service owned by Amazon the shooter used to stream the attack, and the online message board 4chan. James says the suspect's posts include detailed plans to carry out the attack in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo. The investigation comes at the request of New York Governor Kathy Hochul. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Forstat.
An expert hired to coordinate the Department of Homeland Security's efforts to counter disinformation has resigned, and the group she was supposed to lead is on pause. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the agency's new Disinformation Governance Board has drawn backlash from Republicans and right-wing media.
DHS says the Governance Board is meant to coordinate the agency's work on disinformation that threatens security. To lead the board, it tapped Nina Jankowicz, an expert on Russian disinformation. But as soon as the board was announced, Republicans seized on Jankowicz's past public statements and painted the board as an organ of government censorship. Jankowicz has been targeted by a torrent of online abuse. Now she's resigned, citing uncertainty over the board's future. In a statement, DHS says the board has been, quote, grossly and intentionally mischaracterized and was never about censorship or policing speech. The agency is pausing the board's work while it reviews its approach to disinformation. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
The war in Ukraine is pushing millions of people around the world into poverty and food insecurity. That warning from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who chaired a meeting at the UN. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Food and fertilizer prices are spiking around the globe, and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's been involved in intensive talks to resolve this.
There is no effective solution to the food crisis without reintegrating Ukraine's food production, as well as the food and fertilizer produced by Russia and Belarus, into world markets despite the war.
Some countries have blamed U.S. sanctions, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls that false. He says the drivers of rising food and energy costs have all become worse because of Russia's war in Ukraine and its blockade of Ukrainian ports. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A major down day on Wall Street. In percentage terms, the Dow took one of its biggest drops in nearly 2 years, falling 1,164 points. The Nasdaq fell 566 points. This is NPR. The federal government is suing the state of Alaska over its management of salmon fishing on the Kuskokwim River, one of the longest free-flowing rivers in the U.S. The lawsuit says rural residents who depend on fish to feed their families must have a priority over salmon harvesters. Alaska Public Media's Liz Rushkin reports.
King and chum salmon are vital sources of food for the indigenous communities along the Kuskokwim, which can't be reached by road. The U.S. government is suing to enforce a 1980 federal land law that says rural Alaska residents are first in line when scarcity closes rivers to sport and commercial fishing. But the State Department of Fish and Game says city dwellers who fly to the Kuskokwim region can engage in subsistence fishing, too. Below average fish runs are expected again this summer, continuing a years-long slump. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin in Anchorage.
The Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus is back, though minus the elephants, lions, and tigers, it seems. Ringling says 5 years after shutting down its three-ring circus, it plans a return next fall. The Florida-based company says its new version of the circus will be interactive and feature more audience engagement, while also celebrating performers from around the world. Ringling Brothers says it's conducting a global talent search with rehearsals beginning next month for a tour next year that will involve more than 50 North American cities. Crude oil futures prices followed stocks lower, oil down 2.5% to end the session at just below $110 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.